Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The New Yorker about how The Great Gatsby became a high school staple. Isn't it fascinating how a book Fitzgerald himself worried was fading into obscurity became such a cornerstone of American education?
Absolutely. It's like a literary Cinderella story, right? From forgotten to famous. I'm curious, what really catapulted Gatsby into the classroom? Was it just critical acclaim?
Surprisingly, no. The article points to World War II as a major turning point. The Council on Books in Wartime distributed Gatsby as part of the Armed Services Editions. Imagine soldiers in the trenches reading about jazz age parties. It really humanizes the war experience, don't you think?
I do. It makes you wonder about the conversations those soldiers had about the book, about Gatsby's dreams. But the war was decades ago. What kept the book relevant after that? Surely high schoolers today don't connect with the roaring 20s the same way.
Good point. That's where the shift in educational approaches comes in. The rise of new criticism, with its focus on symbolism and themes, made Gatsby, with its green light and valley of ashes, perfect for analysis. Suddenly, high schoolers weren't just reading, they were dissecting.
Ah. The five-paragraph essay on the green light, a rite of passage for so many of us. It's almost ironic, isn't it? A book about the fleeting nature of dreams becomes a fixed point in the high school curriculum. But is this focus on symbolism all there is to it? It seems a bit, you know, reductive, doesn't it?
I see your point. The article mentions another key factor, the rise of Cliff's Notes. Having a readily available summary and analysis, right? While it might be seen as a shortcut, it undoubtedly contributed to the book's widespread adoption.
Right. It's like the spark notes. But isn't that kind of missing the point? I mean, isn't there more to literature than just identifying symbols?
Exactly. The article acknowledges this tension between text-centered and student-centered learning. Some educators argue that focusing too much on symbolism can detach students from the emotional core of the story.
I totally agree. Gatsby is more than just symbols. It's about love, loss, and the American dream, themes that resonate across generations. It's about, you know, the human condition.
Precisely. And teachers have found creative ways to engage students with these themes. Mock trials for Tom Buchanan, Gatsby's funeral, even newspapers based on the novel's world. It's quite remarkable.
It's fascinating how Gatsby has been reinterpreted through different cultural lenses. From the 1980s with its parallels to the excesses of wealth, to now. Do you think, Gatsby will still be read in classrooms 100 years from now?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? With the shift towards informational texts and the ongoing debates about curriculum, Gatsby's future in high school is uncertain. But its enduring themes and adaptability suggest it might just stick around. Who knows? Maybe future generations will be analyzing Gatsby's social media presence.
Ha, Gatsby on Instagram. That's a thought. Thanks for this insightful conversation. It really makes you appreciate the journey of a book from near oblivion to high school icon. It's kind of poetic, isn't it?
It is. And on that note, we'll wrap up our discussion. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll tune in next time for another fascinating exploration of literature and culture. Goodbye.
Goodbye.